welcome, welcome again to the In the Know call. I'm Walter McBastian, for those of you who don't know me or are new to this. And we're here, as we are now every other week, to discuss what are the latest questions, issues that support is facing and that you in the field are facing. And we just want to make sure that you get all the right answers so you can then in turn help your people out there in the field. I'm typically joined by someone from our marketing team. Typically, Sammy joins me, but she's in a very important meeting right now, so I'm going to wing this one alone. But we'll go through all the normal information. We're going to talk about what bugs have we fixed over the last couple of weeks, what's being worked on, updates to the sites that has happened over the last couple of weeks that's significant, and some other non-bug-related information that I think you guys should be aware of. So I'm going to jump in. First off, bugs that have been fixed. The biggest one, I think, has been the issue where we had an issue if you submitted a card and a card was in the queue and you went to edit the card, then the changes to the card that you made would not show up in the print preview and in the queue. It's mainly to cards in the queue and cards in campaign cards that you made. So the cards would print correctly. However, what you see in your account looks like the old version, and many people were worried that the wrong things were being printed. So luckily that's been fixed, so now what you see is what you get, so there's no confusion, and you know that what you see in front of you is definitely what your recipients are going to be getting. So we got that fixed. We fixed, there was an issue with the search function in the card catalog, so if you go to click on a particular, if you're in the search, using the search feature and you type in a word, any keyword, you will get a blank screen. So we fixed that so you now come up with whatever you're looking for. What else? Another big one. Issue with the relationship manager. So if you had a group and you went to add a new person to the group, let's say you had 20 people in the group and you went to add number 21, the 21st person would kick out a random person, so you would still end up with only 20 people in that group. So we fix that so you can add as many people as you want to your groups without the fear of somebody being kicked out that you wouldn't really know who it was unless you were looking closely. We did have an issue with being able to access photos from Facebook, so you now can do that again. So easy social media access to Facebook pictures to add to your cards. What else was there? There was the calendar feature where the dates were just not changing correctly. So we fixed the calendar date as well. So that's good. IT is still working on, it's an ongoing issue where it's an error where if you're sending 20 or more cards and you're on the subscription where you should get a discount, that discount is not shown on the screen even though the correct amount is charged. So they're still trying to fix that one. Hopefully we'll get that one resolved soon. Site updates, let me just throw it out there. Photo management, over the photo manager, that is something that I know everybody's waiting on. It's still coming. Every week IT department tells me that we're closer and closer. So just be a little bit more patient, but that's coming. But recent updates that we have done is the biggest one, I think, is the look to the account pricing page. So if you go there, you'll see we have a side-by-side nice comparison of the different subscription packages so people can look and see what's what. They can make a better decision as to what fits their needs, as well as the description under there that gives more details about what each one of those are. So that's a big one. And what else? So I think that's pretty much for the updates for the last 2 weeks. Our IT team has been working hard on, most of you know, we have a new packages or subscriptions per se coming out, our elite packages coming out, and that's what they've been working hard on. And that's coming soon. We were going to release it next week, but that's been delayed, I think, for another 2 weeks to October 1st. but it's coming, and I think everybody's going to like what they see. Reminder, for point users, we had said that the amount of points for cards would increase from 3 to 5 points. Originally, we were going to do that in October, but now we're going to push that back to January 1st. So that way, all those people that come in during the holidays can get in, get to use the new site, and get familiar with everything, and not have to spend extra points until they're familiar with all the nice changes that have recently happened. So we talked about the Elite packages. Cody's new book, The Human Connection, is now available in our gift store. If you go check that out, you can get it directly from there. I believe it's only $12 if you pay him with cash, so very nice price. As long as you're in there, send yourself some of the new birthday cake brownies. Delicious. I think they're the favorite around here in the office. You're going to love them. Your friends are going to love them. If you like sending brownies, send some of those. And our campaign store, I just want to remind everybody that we are updating our campaign store weekly now with new campaigns, new niches. So be sure to check that out weekly. Depending on what type of business you're in, I'm pretty sure there's something out there for you. If not, it's coming. And what else? Tomorrow, just so you're aware, tomorrow, the corporate office, including support, will be closed from roughly 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mountain Time. We're having a end of the summer corporate bash, so we're all going to go out and enjoy some good food, some nice games, just have a good time, just kind of relax together for a couple of hours. Then we'll resume operation at 2 p.m. Mountain Time. So just keep that in mind. And what else? Talk about that. Well, guys, I think that is about it. And the leadership retreat, reminder, that's coming up October 25th and 27th. So those of you who are still trying to get here or get qualified, you still have time. Look forward to seeing you here. A lot of the neat things are going to be discussed. You have some input on a lot of stuff. So if you have an opportunity, I do highly suggest that you make it here to spend the time with us. And I think that's it. Pretty short this week, but we're pretty doing pretty good. Things are looking good. From the customer support standpoint, as far as answering your calls, our hold times are still down to under 2 minutes, so that's great. Our response times to chats and emails, we've been doing that, I believe, in under 2 hours on average. So we're getting back. We're back to where we should be. We're still looking to get better on that. We're heading into the holiday season. Marketing is hard at work and putting together some stuff to make the holiday season easy for you as well as those who only use the system during the holidays, and you'll hear more about that in the upcoming weeks. Okay, I think that's it. If you have any questions for me, any suggestions on stuff to talk about, let me know. You can email me at wmcfashion@tenantcards.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And reminder that these InfoNo calls are put into the Resource Center, so you can listen to the live recordings and share those recordings with people out in the field. And we will be back in 2 weeks on October 2nd. And the week of October, the first week of October, is very special. We're going to be doing some more celebrations out here. Just look out for SOC updates on more information about what that is, and hopefully you will participate in that for me. We'll give you details later. Okay, for now, that's it. Talk to you next time. Same bat time, same bat channel.